This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Well, let's not call it the home stretch quite yet, but the 2020 presidential campaign sure has home in sight, and with not too much of a stretch at that. 2 weeks from today, it will tell the tale as Election Day looms largely. The president last night was in Tucson in the western state of Arizona.
Biden even chose as his roommate the most liberal senator in America. Kamala. Senator Kamala Harris is a sponsor of the Socialist Green New Deal and legislation to strip away the private health plans of 180 million Americans.
Meanwhile, Joe Biden's running mate, Kamala Harris, was in the swing state of Florida speaking in Jacksonville.
People are suffering. In Florida right now, 1 in 8 Floridians is describing members of their household as being hungry. We're in the midst of a hunger crisis in America. In Florida right now, 1 in 5 Floridians is describing themselves being unable to pay their rent in September.
The second and final debate before the U.S. presidential election appears to be set to go forward with new rules in place meant to prevent the candidates from talking over each other. Kristen Welker, a respected NBC White House reporter, is moderating the debate. She has chosen to ask President Trump and his Democratic challenger Joe Biden about fighting COVID-19, American families, and race in America. That debate is set for this Thursday night. This is VOA News. Britain and the United States are condemning what they say are a litany of malicious cyber attacks orchestrated by Russian military intelligence, including attempts to disrupt next year's Olympic and Paralympic Games in Tokyo. British and U.S. officials said the attacks were conducted by a unit of Russia's GRU military intelligence agency. Assistant Attorney General John C. Demers is from the Department of Justice's National Security Division.
No country has weaponized its cyber capabilities as maliciously and irresponsibly as Russia, wantonly causing unprecedented collateral damage to pursue small tactical advantages and fits of spite.
In an indictment unsealed on Monday, the U.S. Justice Department said 6 members of the unit had played key roles in attacks on targets ranging from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons to the 2017 French elections. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is reporting some progress in advance of a Tuesday deadline for reaching a pre-election deal with President Trump on a new coronavirus relief package. But the same problems bedeviling the effort remain in place despite optimistic talk from the president and his team. The Speaker of the House negotiated for nearly an hour yesterday with President Trump's top emissary, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, and a top aide called it productive. Argentina has reached a grim milestone in the pandemic, becoming the 5th country in the world to surpass 1 million coronavirus cases. Across Latin America, 3 other nations are expected to reach 1 million cases in the coming weeks. Those would be Colombia, Mexico, and Peru. WHO, the World Health Organization, recommended today that human challenge trials be reviewed by an ethics committee and that informed consent be rigorous. Asked about the United Kingdom announcing that young and healthy volunteers will deliberately infect with COVID-19 to accelerate the development of vaccines for the disease, WHO spokeswoman Margaret Harris said that if people are considering this, it must be overseen by an ethics committee and the volunteers must have full consent and they must select the volunteers in order to minimize their risk. Because you will be challenging people with a virus that we do not have a treatment for. The government, UK government said it would invest £33.6 million in the studies. And U.S. President Trump says the United States will remove Sudan from its list of state sponsors of terrorism after the country follows through on an agreement to pay hundreds of millions of dollars to U.S. terror victims and their families. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.